Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
He wants to tell you something today that will light your fire. Okay? He's going to use his logos, but something's going to become rhema to you. Something's going to light your fire, and you're going to go, that's right, I don't have to put up with this mess anymore. Something's going to light your fire. But every day he wants you to go back in there and get some more. He wants you to come and get manna. The Old Testament calls it manna, and the New Testament, praise the Lord, I'll remember what it said. So, what's that? Bread of life, thank you. Okay, that's good enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The bread of life are those mannas, are those rhemas that we're getting. Because, in my own life, the reason I'm talking about Psalms 91 is when I got, the family got sick again the second time, and I got sick as well, I thought, you know, I am done with this mess. I have a covenant with you, God. I'm not putting up with this junk. I don't care. It says in a little bit that 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh me. It sure feels like it hit me, God. What am I missing? I missed the secret place. I missed the stepping in faith. And the part that I really missed that I didn't realize is I wasn't declaring. I wasn't stating emphatically that you alone are my God. Now, most of, if you're like me, and God bless you if you are, you live your life. I don't mess with you. You don't mess with me. You know, that's your stuff. Just leave my stuff alone and we'll be happy. Well, God says, that's not the way to teach you how to love. That's coexistence. I want you to love your neighbor, which means you're going to have to put up with some dumb stuff they do, and you're going to get to forgive them. And that's what I want to teach you. So my coexistent lifestyle is not really conducive to what he wants. And so I'll do my best not to sin, so therefore I don't get sick and everything is fine. And then when something shows up, I'm like, well, God, you know, where are you? What happened? And the point that he was making me out of verse 2 was, you didn't declare. It's your job to take it. I gave you dominion over, Jeff talked about Psalms 8. We'll get there maybe in a little bit. I gave you dominion. I didn't keep the dominion and you come ask me. Now, when you get yourself in a scrape, come ask me. I'll help you out. But if you see something over here you'd like to intercede for this person, come ask me. I'll help you out. I'll get that done for you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. 2 minutes.
Okay.
1 minute.
1 minute. I got my rhema word out of verse 15.
Okay, we're not there yet. You got to wait. You got to preach verse 15 when I get there. Praise the Lord. Okay. No, I want to go through this psalm. I had 30 minutes, so I was going to go through it. But I want to look now. If one of these things is not working for you that we start looking at, then look, are you in the secret place? Are you actually staying in faith, or are you one of, like me, just abiding? Well, you know, God, you know, I won't mess with the devil. He won't mess with me. And then my family will be happy. And God says, no, that's not what I want. I want you to be a conqueror. I want you to take over everything and dominate it and to have dominion. Praise the Lord. Okay, next verse. We'll get to 15 though. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, now the psalmist says, this I declare about Yahweh. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God, and I trust in him. And look what he does. He says, now, I'm going to tell you. This is my confession about my God, about towards you. He will rescue you from most traps. What's a trap? What's a snare? Something purposely set for you. That's a trap. If you set a trap, you're purposely setting it to trap something. You don't want to trap a bear, unless you really want a bear, praise the Lord. But I have a trap out back. We have skunks that think my chickens are delicious, so I have a dead chicken. I throw it in the trap, and then I say, come and dine, skunks. And the trap is designed to trap them. He promises he will rescue you from every thing that's been set against you if you stay in faith. He will protect you from deadly disease if you stay in faith. He will cover you with his feathers. That means protecting. I love our chickens because when the babies were brand new, the only mother that figured out how to have babies, praise the Lord. They all have eggs, but they just don't know how to mother them, praise the Lord. I'm glad God's not like our chickens. Okay, hallelujah. He will cover you with his feathers. You know, little mama chicken, she tucked those babies in there and she didn't care what was coming. They was going to get a beating. All them other chickens that were wanting to mess with her babies, nope. And she was actually the one who introduced them to the flock, and it's kind of a neat story, but we'll go there later. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. And what? What is your armor and protection? His faithful promises. The ones that you're going to have faith in, the ones you're going to trust, the secret place promises. He says, if you will hang on to that rhema, I can guarantee you they will protect you and they will be armor for you that nothing will befall you. And they're his faithful promises. Those are his words. But me, I go get a faithful promise and then I go off for 2 weeks and enjoy something else. I don't know. I was thinking of Jeff. He and I were talking this past week. And every pastor has fallen into this trap, I'm pretty certain, that when they're preparing for a message, they think that that's spending quiet time with God. No, that's not spending quiet time with God. And those pastors that have been down that road know what I'm talking about. You need a quiet time where you're focused on something God wants to show you. I'm not saying he doesn't show you what he wants you to preach about. But I am saying there's a time when it's just you and him. Where you don't worry about that your sermon's not ready. You don't worry about whatever it is you've been called to do. You just focus on him. Now, those promises he gives you in that time, they are his. Those are your armor and your protection. But you got to stay in faith over them. And you, okay, next verse. Then he changes and says, now, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of the terrors of the night. Don't be afraid of the arrows that flies in the day. That includes airplanes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those are arrows. I used to be very nervous about flying in airplanes, and now I'm pretty comfortable, praise the Lord, thank you. But don't dread the disease that stalks in darkness, and don't dread the disaster that's striking at midday. Next verse. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 will be dying around you, but because you stay in a secret place, these evils will not touch you. Who likes not touch you? There's one place in the NLT where I think they butchered the rendering, and so I'm going to tell you where that's at. But these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. They're not going to, for anybody. Now, who's the wicked? The ones that aren't in the secret place. Yikes. I didn't like that. Praise the Lord. Okay, next verse. Now, here's the big, the King James says because, and it can be translated because. I like the word when, because it can also be translated when. When you make, and he goes right back to verse 1, when you make the Most High your secret place, your dwelling place, then no evil will conquer you. And I don't like the word will conquer you. That means it comes. That word in, which verse is that? 91:9. Praise the Lord. I didn't even put it in there. Oh, 10. That's why. 91:10. Okay. I didn't put it in there either. It's in my notes. Praise the Lord. That's where it's at. I didn't put it in the computer yet. The word is no evil will befall you in the King James. And that means no evil will be sent and no evil will be allowed to meet you. I like that a lot better than conquer you, because conquering means you got to fight. Yes, you do have a fight, but if you stay in the secret place, does the fight come under his wings? Nuh-uh. Do they get in under his feathers? Nuh-uh. He takes it. Those little chicks, those little chicks didn't have to fight their battle. That mama fought their battle when I watched that mama raise them babies. She just tucked them in there. Ooh, praise the Lord. Pity the fool that went and messed with her. Okay. And then, no plague will come nigh your dwelling or your home. And come nigh means to even approach, to draw near. Nigh is a good rendering of that, good or near. That's a good rendering. These are the promises we get, but we must stay in faith. Now, Pastor will ask you, when you come up and get prayed for, bring a scripture. Well, most people don't have a clue what we're talking about. They don't even, I just want to use that one. Well, there's no faith in that. Are you seeking a healing? Then come with the promise that he gave you that says he wants to do it. And I can guarantee, this is why he can guarantee all the time. God will do what he said he's going to do. You can guarantee it because that's what he said. Okay, next verse. So actually, yeah, it said up there, when we decide to do this, then for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up in their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. I love that. I mean, how many of you all tripped before? You don't have to anymore if you stay in faith, trust in him. This is his promise. I mean, we quote this, we chant it, we teach it to others to chant it, and yet these things always seem to happen to us. Why? Because we don't stay in that dwelling place, that secret place of the Most High. Okay, next verse. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Now I have to tell on myself here a little bit. My boy has a horse. My daughter has a horse now. And the Lord's been putting on my heart, I gave you dominion over those things. Those things better not ever hurt your children. I said, I'll just go out and kill them right now, God. I don't want the horses. He says, that's not what I told you. I said, I gave you dominion over them. And he promises it. How do I do it? If I stay in that secret place, if I stay in faith that he gave me the dominion, trusting him, he promises that I'll tread upon lions and cobras and on fierce lions and serpents under my feet.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.